This is the Lifetime Body Podcast, where we pursue peak performance at any age. In every episode, we share the secrets of ultimate wellness, superior fitness, and maximum longevity. Join me, author and human performance expert John Zombro, and my amazing co-hosts and guests. We'll dive into the science of physical therapy, exercise physiology, biomechanics, nutrition, lifestyle, and more to meld the concepts of optimal living and advanced training. You'll explore how to look, feel, and perform your best as you achieve peak performance at any age. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Lifetime Body Podcast, and this is episode number 53. I'm your host, John Zombro, and I am here with my amazing and incomparable co-host, PK. PK, how are you today?
Jay-Z, good morning. I'm great.
And I'm great, too, because we're adding a new show format today called PT Basics. And these are going to be brief, informative shows that provide insights into how I and also the Lifetime Body utilize a physical therapy approach to training and rehabilitation. And we'll try to include a few pearls of peak performance wisdom that you can apply to your own recovery, training, and lifestyle practices every episode.
Yes, John, and if I'm not mistaken, the idea, the concept of some of these PT basics came from your sessions with clients and then also feedback that you receive after and in between our shows.
Totally. And, I can sum it up musically if you'd like.
I love it.
Can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing. I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. So don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Okay, so most folks know that's the song Oh Well, originally performed by Fleetwood Mac back in 69, later covered by Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes. That's my favorite version, and of course there was the Coach Jay-Z version as well.
God, just what a beautiful way to start this recording and this day, and just weld me up. Now I'm ready for pearls.
Yeah, so truer words probably have never been sang or spoken, because I'm not pretty and my legs are thin. I don't think the singing part no one will argue with. And also, you know, we're going to deliver messages in these episodes that are factual and clear. And sometimes that's not always what a person wants to hear, but we'll try to make you feel comfortable with reality. So you had mentioned, you know, what's up with these shows. And yeah, it's kind of a recurring theme from time to time that a listener or a client will, ask for some feedback on a certain mechanism, you know, how we think in terms of physical therapy or how to deal with a certain injury. And that's what we're going to have here. And we're going to try to make it where science meets common sense and you get some actionable, effective tips that you can use. Here's what you're going to save: time, money, energy, and agony. And this first show is really just a perspective on how the PT mind works and a few things that you can use as you pursue your own peak performances.
Absolutely. And this is your sort of your career arc, the beginning, middle, and obviously even still presently. This is the foundation upon which you built your career, right?
Yeah, I'd say it's one of my wheelhouses, or perhaps the major one.
Nice. So let's just kind of like zoom out and say, just as, you know, from your perspective, as Coach Jay-Z, for all the listeners out there, can you just give us a view of what PT is and, you know, what your version of it, you know, or what it is when it's done right in your mind?
Yeah, and I'll try to encapsulate this into a nutshell. So, you know, a health professional known as a physical therapist, takes a lot of prerequisites similar to pre-med, and then ultimately gets into a curricula that's very intensive in anatomy and biomechanics and life sciences, and the most amount of cadaver dissection of all health professionals, including your family physician. So, you know, ultimately prepared at the clinical doctoral degree level, and, you know, a physical therapist is licensed and practices under a code of ethics and with a practice act and those kind of things. So there are some reassurances to the public of, you know, the quality of service that is provided. And it's a unique role in healthcare. The PT is really trained and designed, and certainly I've put my own twist on this, to assess and evaluate movement dysfunction and solve problems by addressing root causes. And so that differs a bit from, say, you know, how a physician is trained to diagnose disease and prescribe medication, interventions, or surgery. We need all players in the healthcare system, and I'm certainly not diminishing any one of them, but the PT is unique in that respect. And then most of your master clinicians in physical therapy will maybe have a couple of extra degrees, or they'll pursue fellowships and advanced certifications. I've done all those things, as many have and should. And then ultimately that allows us to become the provider of choice for neuromusculoskeletal disorders. And really what that means is we respect symptoms, but we really treat those causes. And PTs work in the entire lifespan, across the continuum from acute rehab to health enhancement to peak performance. So it's not just for injuries. And here's how I do it. You know, I look at this and say, hey, you know what? It's important to get from bad to decent. That's one thing. But getting from good to great is really where it's at.
Interesting. Okay. So I guess I'm, well, first of all, thanks. That was awesome.
That was long-winded. Sorry.
No, it was great. It was really succinct. Two different pictures are coming into my mind. One is that someone has a surgery or an operation or an acute, basically, you know, one example of PT that pops in my mind is someone's recovering from something, a procedure, and physical therapy is part of the recovery process. And that differs widely from what you just kind of said there, where it might be, you know, the PT is helping find the root cause and address that. Maybe that's kind of like an overuse or sort of a long-term situation. So I guess those are the two examples that pop up to me. Are those, am I tracking, or is it, you know, could you maybe just talk about those two, or where PT generally fits in?
Yes.
In your mind?
You are on point as usual. And so whether you're talking about a rehab center or a hospital or professional sports team, they all have their own physical therapist. Really what we're doing is we're using statics and dynamics. So we're analyzing how that body is functioning, and form and function are always intertwined. So we take our exercise in anatomy and biomechanics and corrective exercise prescription and kind of find those root causes, identify them, and rectify them. So I can give an example that is probably explanatory. A person will say they have pain, right? And so then what I'll do as a physical therapist, I'll say, well, you know, I'm going to analyze what might be the source of your pain. So is it your gait, you know, how you're walking or running? Is it your throwing mechanics, your posture, you know, so forth and so on? And if in a specific case, a person may come in or just interact with in any number of ways and say, I have a medical diagnosis of rotator cuff tendonitis. That's very common. So really what this is damage or irritation or inflammation of one of the rotator cuff tendons in the shoulder. Well, really why that problem is there is not because the shoulder spontaneously exploded. It's there because there's a problem, and generally that's an underlying movement dysfunction. So the body's not quote unquote working or running right correctly, and it's increasing wear and tear and ultimately breakdown. So in the case of that shoulder, you know, I might be able to identify something. Oh, well, you've got a restriction in external rotation, a common finding. You have inefficient motor patterning in your legs, trunk, and arms. So, you know, poor throwing mechanics. And then ultimately, postural alignment is less than ideal in the neck and upper back, and that alters, you know, shoulder function and, you know, effectiveness. So those are all causes that we've identified root causes, and then how we do it, we use treatment techniques through education, exercise, and other applications, improve that mobility into external rotation, train the person to use better throwing mechanics, restore normal posture through, you know, clinical means. This actually, quote unquote, fixes the problem, and then the body can heal itself. And that's a little different than sometimes the medical mindset or the patient mindset, where it's like, oh, I went in, I got an x-ray, it said that I have a subacromial spur, or in other words, a bone spur growing, you know, off my shoulder blade into my humerus or the head or the ball of that arm bone, and I've got to get that cut out. Well, you know, maybe if that case has advanced enough to require surgery, yes. But first of all, the spur's not there because it spontaneously grew in almost every case. You know, bone, we have a thing in PT called Wolf's Law. Bone responds to loads applied to it. So all those poor mechanics were causing the shoulder to bang into its bony roof thousands and thousands of times. That causes bone to build up and thicken. And ultimately, you can remove that surgically, and I've seen it hundreds, maybe thousands of times, that spur comes back if the person doesn't fix their root causes in mechanics.
Interesting. And I think that, you know, that little journey that we talked about with the rotator cuff just now is does that represent kind of your holistic, I mean, your philosophy on sort of how you're trying to work with people, just like really understanding the big picture and then setting on a path so things can be different in the future?
Yeah, and really that kind of represents information exchange, you know, as we just went through that. And of course, you know, I kind of speed dialed it, but, you know, that's how my role in physical therapy has evolved and what I do at the Lifetime Body, how I do that work and how people access me. So it's moved from a brick and mortar, model to an online method of treatment, and we have direct access now in most states, so there's no need for a referral or prescription. You know, historically you'd walk into my clinic and you know, that's how we did it, but now, you know, PTs have been pioneers across the industry, and I think maybe that applies to me too in telehealth. And so really what we're doing, you know, half of what happens in a clinical situation is information exchange and teaching. And so there's a lot of cases where that telehealth model is just perfect for these circumstances. And so that's what I'm doing. And, you know, things keep changing and evolving, but it's really amazing that, you know, the patients or clients don't really need to be tech savvy. All you need to do is, you know, push an on button on your device and maybe click an item or two. And then suddenly we're having, you know, a powerful instructional video conference. So that intervention really designed to educate and empower. And, you know, I don't want to say this too negatively because, you know, this, what I'm about to say does happen, but it doesn't happen every time. We don't want to babysit people during spontaneous recovery. And what that means is, you know, if you go for 37 visits to any clinic and of any healthcare profession, and you're not making much progress, I think that's inappropriate. That's ineffective clinical work, and it's also very straining on the healthcare system in terms of payment dollars. So we don't want to do that. What I want to do is give people, you know, just a few sessions that are extremely cost effective, and teach them how to not only get better but never get that problem again, and go on and achieve higher performances.
Right, exactly. You're not looking
for coffee today, man. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. You're not looking for that cash cow. You're looking to help educate and then send folks on their way.
Hey folks, thanks so much for listening today. This show and every episode of the podcast is brought to you by The Lifetime Body. At TLB, we offer a life-changing collection of services that include health and performance coaching and training packages and inspiring workshops revolving around the 5 life-optimizing components of food, movement, sleep, ergonomics, and awareness. Whether you are looking to tune up your health or body composition, train more effectively and get results in athletics, or bring wellness and productivity-enhancing workshops to your group or business, we've got you covered. Check out thelifetimebody.com. Click on the Work with Coach Jay-Z menu item and start achieving your peak performance today. Now back to the show.
Okay, so I'm interested in this question, you know, as your practice has evolved with what you're doing now, you know, being a consultant, writing, talking, this podcast, what role, you know, or what role or roles does PT play for you now in the Lifetime Body and your current work as you sort of set off in this stage of your career?
Yeah, so my PT education or experience, you know, it kind of filters into all the things I'm doing, but primarily working in online health coaching and doing consultations. A lot of those turn out to be, you know, performance-oriented things, and we're looking at training programs and how a person needs to or wants to, you know, achieve greater outcomes. But a number or an equal number of them are in injury advisement. You know, I've got this pain, this problem. It's not getting better. You know, when I move this way, it hurts. What do you think I should do? I went here for 37 visits and it didn't really make much difference. And so that's what, you know, I try to be the problem solver as much as I'm capable of doing. And I find this to be amazing how much you can accomplish when you cut out all the extraneous BS. And so what I mean by that is you don't have to call my office and schedule an appointment and have commuting or drive time, sit in a waiting room, you know, oftentimes to get, in many cases, the same information exchange that we do in our high efficiency model. And it's without distraction. So, you know, I give people my undivided attention. And again, we just maximize efficiency. I've got models and different, you know, clinical and gym areas where we do demos and screen shares. And it's really amazing. In fact, if you'd asked me 20 years ago, hey, would a model like this work or would I be doing it? I probably would have said no. But, you know, back then we were just getting rolling with the internet and smartphones hadn't even been invented. Now it's just, I'm amazed. I'm amazed every day. And you know, all you need is a device, a phone, a tablet, a laptop, and a decent internet connection. And you can do a lot of quality things, saving that money, time, and energy.
On both sides, not only for you, but for the, you know, the person, the patient that you're working with. Do you find some folks are resistant to that? That they want the old way. They want to pick up the phone. They want the press the flesh, and that's probably not the ideal person that is suited for the way that you work.
Yeah, that's true. And some of that may be generational. I won't say that entirely. And that's okay. And also, you know, again, when we have, you know, mixed medical presentations and very complex things, you know, that we need brick and mortar facilities and we need, you know, some hands-on things. And that's great. I think we're always going to have that and we need it, but so much of what we do in rehabilitation and performance can be done in this manner. And so that makes it more efficient for everyone involved and more cost saving.
I like it. All right, let's shift gears and we're going to shift right into Pearl Time. Moving forward, what we're going to do, and just to kind of set the table for the audience, in future episodes of PT Basics, we're going to look at a specific situation or injury or recovery or set of circumstances. But today, as we wrap up this episode, we want to talk a little bit about some common sense applications for pain. And this is kind of, this is time to really sink your teeth into some thoughts that you have on a specific topic. Today we're talking about pain.
Oh yeah. And this is not meant to be demeaning or insulting, but it's really looking at those basics that sometimes a lot of times, you know, pain affects cognition. And so we sometimes lose sight of the basics when we're in pain. But I think for this quick discussion, I'll focus on non-traumatic sources of pain. So I'm not talking about acute injuries like sprains or fractures or what I would call crazy, stupid overload, where a person, let's say, does nothing for weeks and then decides to enter a marathon without training. There's going to be an injury there. You know, we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is, you know, those chronic aches and pains and problems that we all tend to have as functional humans, or maybe marginally functional sometimes. So whenever you have pain, my suggestion is this: notice what causes it and what makes it feel better. And this is a very powerful question when we're doing an initial interview. You know, what position or motion seems to be aggravating and what seems to be helpful? And of course, then you know what my obvious answer is going to be. Okay, do less of the things that hurt and do more of the things that make it feel better.
John, so how often does this come up? And again, we're not giving anyone a hard time here, but this seems like I didn't go to PT school, and that seems like advice that I could, you know, give to someone. Are we not tuned into our pain? Do we do a thing? Like, are you seeing in your clients out there that they're just, why is that so revelatory and also yet so basic advice to give to have people improve and heal from pain?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's basic human nature, but I see it a lot. And a person, let's say we're back at that shoulder example, and they'll say, you know, when I raise my arm in this position, it hurts. and not trying to be a smart aleck, I'll say, well, you know, how often do you do that? Why? They're like, you know, I'm testing it every 10 minutes. I'm checking it to see if it gets better. So that, you know, over the course of a day, they're doing the thing their body doesn't want at that time hundreds of times. So I say, okay, the first thing we got to do is look at temporarily just getting away from things that keep you in this inflammatory state. And then ultimately we're going to, you know, figure out, you know, why this is happening. So, I'm really coffeeed up today, and I think that's coming through. But generally, an overuse injury, or let's just say, you know, a chronic inflammatory condition, comes from this. It comes from deficits in mobility and stability. And what that really means is the body isn't moving or positioning the way it was evolutionarily designed. It's something's off, and it could be that there's stiffness that causes a joint to track inappropriately. There could be weakness. A muscle can't hold a certain, alignment, or various habits and postures and coordination, or just movement quality issues. So all those things are things that I look at. We can pick them up quickly, figure out, okay, most people usually have a short list. You know, it's like, okay, you've got three or four things here, and we're going to prioritize those items and address them. So by doing that, we do two things. First of all, by avoiding the aggravators, you know, we remove or reduce below threshold the tissue aggravator. So if chronic sitting is causing a person back pain, for example, I'm going to say, well, let's reduce your sitting at your workstation. First of all, that's going to be powerful. You can't heal if you don't. And the body will start to heal itself. It's brilliantly engineered, designed to do that. Then concurrently, as they become available and it's appropriate to do, we fix those restrictions. So through, again, training, education, you know, the therapeutic interventions, we get the body working normally again and better, and the problem doesn't return.
John Boy, love that. That really is, you know, while you were talking about deficiencies, I was thinking about that rotator cuff example that you just went through, and that makes a heck of a lot of sense. And I think that just having someone relay their experience and have you sort of break down the game film and say, this is what's going on. I think, I guess my assumption would be, once you have that conversation, they don't feel the need to say, lift their shoulder up anymore to test it, because they understand what's happening physiologically. You think that helps people sort of rest and stop doing what they have been, because they're not, you know, it's not ambiguous anymore?
Yeah, I think, you know, a really master experienced clinician is going to be able to cut to the chase. You know, no BS. Here's what's going on. This is the problem or problems. Here's how we fix it. Now, I don't think we ever want to be arrogant and blind. You know, we always got to be open and collecting data and assessing and formulating. But that's really, I think, what people need, and that's really what might be lacking in, you know, some of healthcare, again, across disciplines, some of fitness and performance. There's lots of great ideas, but, you know, maybe the person who's receiving them or the person who's delivering them doesn't quite know how to make it work for the case at hand.
I love it.
Hi, guys. Are you looking for more effective ways to level up your fitness and performance? Lifetime Body Programs are ebooks that can help you to 10x your outcomes in health and sports. Want to learn more about your unique gifts and match your training up to fit your body type? Get your copy of Animal Fit, Unleash Your Inner Beast, and Unlock Your Athletic Potential. Or maybe you're interested in dropping a few pounds and tuning up your body composition. Get effortless weight loss and discover the 10 simple, research-proven steps to your ideal weight. Just head on over to thelifetimebody.com, click on programs, and download your copies today.
All right, so let's take it home. This is my final question for you. What are some common sense, you know, applications for performance that we can leave some final wellness pearls for the listeners, as they're sort of from your PT mindset?
I know I've been long-winded. I don't know why.
You haven't. I'm feeling it. You haven't at all. I have to say, you've been succinct and psyched, and you've been pumped and jacked, my man.
I can blast through this one. So what you're saying is like, okay, now we want some common sense applications for performance. At least I think that's what I heard. We've got very rudimentary notes that we go from, folks. So I'd say this, just simply ask yourself what you want out of your performance. And in a kind, self-loving way, but say, okay, what am I trying to do here? What is my goal? You know, is that I want to, you know, play a certain sport a certain way. I want to increase my rebounding ability, improve my vertical jump in volleyball. I want to run faster. I want to lift more weight, score more blanks. Okay, that you get the picture. Well, if you study your sport, or your fitness endeavor, you know, it doesn't have to be, let's say, athletic competition. It can be really something you're doing, you know, at home or in the gym. And then say, find out what are the major requirements. And so if we use a guy I'm working with right now, he's moving up to the ultra marathon. And I think listeners know I'm actually not that crazy about ultra marathon running for most people, but if a person wants to do it, I think there is a way to have high performance and preserve your health. And so that's my, you know, focus. But he's moving on and said, well, you know, I say to him, okay, the number one requirement for ultra marathon performance above all else is endurance. And few would argue with this. It's fairly obvious, but so, okay, how do we create endurance? Well, we have to, you know, increase the volume of your training overall and some of these longer runs. And if we're increasing that, we have to be careful not to try to do the same amount of everything else or even, you know, increase things. So we're backing off intensity, we're building volume. And that's another way to look at that is what's the one thing that you need the most to get this goal or lack the most? And that's, you know, kind of temporarily biasing your training to work on that. If you want to call it a weakness, that's fine. It's not really a character flaw. It's just kind of looking at a physical parameter. It's a deficit. Let's bring it up. And then as we're doing that, you know, no program is ever static. It's always flexible. So test and retest, adjust what you're doing, keep tweaking it to get the win.
Yes. Love that. Wow. That was succinct. I think that you have been just firing off pearls today. You want to take us home?
Yeah, I'm going to take us home and say, can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing. I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. And, you know, that's kind of what this show was. And I didn't plan on hitting that again, but I was feeling it. So, hey, powerful thank you to you, PK, and also to the audience. Really, the thing we need and love from you is those 5-star ratings and reviews. They do help us climb the ladder, get this message out, really make a difference in people's lives. So thanks again, and rate and review, and love ya.
Adios.
Thank you for joining us on the Lifetime Body Podcast, where we achieve peak performance at any age. If you're enjoying this content, please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to the show and share it with your friends and family. Also, check out thelifetimebody.com, where you can access a variety of publications and media that can help you to achieve the highest levels of health, fitness, success, and happiness. And be sure to subscribe to the weekly Peak Performance Update, which keeps you real time on the latest releases from TLB. Until next time, this is the Lifetime Body, where science meets common sense and where we achieve peak performance at any age.